Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Chef Stuardo. Thank you for joining us. Boy, I've been so happy, looking forward to today to get back on the air live. I've been doing rebroadcasts for the last 4 or 5 days, actually, on and off, just getting used to some different things going on. And I'm so happy to be here with you today. It's just kind of a historic day on so many levels. It's just one of those, you know, really, you know, little bit of good news. I mean, really, really good news in a time that is just amazing. And, you know, since being on the show last live, as you know, you see this all the time in different shows where people have been away for a week or two and there are breaks and they run reruns and stuff, which is kind of what I've done. So much has changed, and these days so many things change literally on a day-to-day basis. It's just amazing how fast and in our world things go in a way that, you know, we really, really, and for the most part, have not really prepared for, you know. And what I mean by that is that there was no, at all, no sign that suddenly a pandemic would hit the world on such a hard level and change our lives on so many levels. And then in between all of that, with the many, many things that we don't hear about crime-wise and police actions towards people of color and people of all colors, but primarily, and most important, number one, people of color who have been targeted for so many years and harmed. And in George Floyd's case, filmed for the world to see yet again. And of course it's unleashed a humanity check in so many people to reanalyze and reassess every single thing that's in their lives at the same time of being locked down for so many months. And by the way, we're still in a massive pandemic here, and many people are still sheltering at home or just curbing their outdoor activities, though some places are opening up. But we combine all that isolation, so to speak, with everything that's happened as far as unleashing so many people to take to the streets. And through that, and the combination of the two, well, actually, it's three things. It's the pandemic. It's this absolute horrific action by the police towards some incredible human life, because every single life is incredible, to open up the world, all over the world, to people saying enough is enough, combined with the reopening, part number three. I think seriously, a lot of us who have lived through the 60s, from the 50s, 60s to the present day, we've seen so many things in the world change. We've been hit over the head and put in front of us so many different things to deal with. And we've managed to, for the most part, prevail and keep going. And now this is historic landmark change, literally, like we've never seen before in our lives. And because of that, people are speaking out, and also people are acting out. And to even begin to try to break it all down, as far as every single thing, would be, gosh, it would be beyond beyond belief. It would take many, many hours and many discussions. And, you know, Foodomania started out and still is a food a show dedicated to food and the deliciousness of that pleasure that we all have of ingesting delicious things that we cook. And now we're doing Foodomania almost like a metaphor for we're still ingesting and having to swallow so many different things in the world. So Foodomania title still works as it meets with Quarantine Mania. Maybe I should add a third thing called Reopening Protest Mania. I don't know. Okay, but the good news, and I wanted to talk about this really quick, as I have people in my life very dear to me that are gay and transgender. And today, the landmark ruling by the Supreme Court and the surprise vote and offering by a Supreme Court justice picked by you know who, specifically for his conservative and views, with the hope of overturning things like Roe v. Wade and so many other things, Neil Gorsuch. This landmark ruling is going to extend protections to millions of workers nationwide. And it's the defeat for you know who argued that the Civil Rights Act bars discrimination based on sex did not extend to the claims of people with gender identity and sexual orientation. That person stood by this to change the Civil Rights Act because he didn't like it. And in a 6-3 opinion today, praise hallelujah, instant karma is going to get you, written by Justice Neil Gorsuch and joined by the Chief Justice John Roberts and four liberal judges. Now, if an employer fires an individual for being homosexual or transgender, fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex, plays a necessary, undistinguishable role in the decision, exactly what Title II forbids. Gorsuch wrote that. There's simply no escaping the role in 10th place here. Just as sex is in is pardon me, just as sex is, I'm reading this, by the way, just as sex is necessarily a buffer for cause when an employee discriminates. I love this. Against a homosexual or a transgender employee, an employer who discriminates on these grounds inescapably intends to rely on sex in its decision making. Today's decision is the one of the most court's significant rulings ever with respect to the civil rights of gay and transgender individuals. It's amazing. In other words, to sum it up, nobody who has a different lifestyle, nobody who is a different person in the eyes of some conservative people, nobody who loves who they want to love and is who they want to be can ever get removed or fired because of that. I'm really hoping that all the people out there who are non-believers of the possibility that your life may be different than somebody else will start understanding that, you know what? Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Johnny, wake up. Wake up, everybody. So in all this stuff where you really feel, because the control, excuse me, of the government is monitoring whether or not we're getting any pandemic briefings from the important team created for this, whether we're going to hear from any of the doctors, so that these lives can be preserved and maintained, and the people, heartbreakingly, that have lost their lives will be remembered and cherished, has been hidden from us. And we keep thinking, when that stuff keeps changing, where we have that person making statements and actions on so many levels over the last several weeks that there's no hope. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, there is so much hope. There is so much possibility in this life. There is so much positivity. And that positivity ekes out in different ways, just like this law that was struck down and changed and this decision today. I really want to be thankful for that. Even if it doesn't necessarily affect your specific life today, it will affect the lives of your kids, of your family, of every other human being from this day forward in a very positive, uplifting way. All right? All right. So, to summarize, I just am happy to be back with you guys, and I just want you to know there's a lot of stuff going on. It's injuring. It's hurtful. But at the same time, we're binding together, and we're getting through it, and we're going to continue to get through it. Interesting story today. So it was New York has opened up as of Friday. This is a big place. I'm from there. And everybody that, you know, knows a little bit of what New York looks like, and you've seen movies and pictures. And so imagine a city that has gone completely dark for the most part and quiet is now starting to open up and people are coming out. And in different ways. And the sad thing is, like, for instance, in a wonderful area of town, Greenwich Village, a local fantastic pub reopened. And I'm talking multiple hundreds and many hundreds of people on the street gathering, drinking beer in this block party situation. About 30% of people were wearing masks. There was no social distancing. Governor Cuomo has threatened to shut it down, and I really hope he does. New York has weathered so much. It's the largest amount of deaths from this, and people got to be smart. All right, so taper that down to a little bagel shop in Queens where customers were happy to be able to socially distance themselves at different tables and munch on their favorite bagels and cream cheese lox, onions, different cheese spreads, bialys. People were coming in one at a time to get a bag of their favorite delicious delights, freshly baked, and take them home and eat them. And so there was one woman who came in on the counter, to the counter, and suddenly the patron of the restaurant, who was maybe 10 feet away from her, by the way, she came in the door coughing, and not even covering her mouth, just like hecking and hecking, clearing her throat without covering her mouth. So that was the red flag. And when this one woman turned around to see who that was, she realized that this lady was not wearing a mask. So across, while this lady's picking up her order, which was, I guess, all ready because she called it in or something, this woman with the mask yells, "Listen, why aren't you wearing a mask? Have some respect. Get out of here." And the woman who did not wear the mask just said, "Oh, be quiet, mind your own business," just cavalier, no attitude in a good way at all, being really negative. And just as she paid, and then she started to walk out, and said she turned around, walked right over to the woman wearing the mask, amongst other people who were, and decided to cough in her face 4 or 5 times, and then laughed and walked out of the building. And this is just a simple going to a store, trying to do something for yourself after being inside a long time and acting like an absolute shenanigan schnookhead who doesn't give a darn about anybody else. Now, I've seen it happen locally as well. I saw a family yesterday walk into a restaurant, 5 or 6 people, none of them wearing a mask, yik-yakking, yak-yicking, and yik-yacking, yelling at the top of their lungs where, you know, stuff's flying out of their mouth all over the place. Not even giving a darn. La-di-da-di-da. I'm seeing it all over. It's at a point right now where I've spent 90 shows talking about telling people and suggesting to be careful. And, you know, if you don't know it by now, just expect somebody to possibly tap you on the shoulder and call you on it. All right? I sound like a a mean person or I sound like somebody who doesn't care, but I care so much. And I care more about the people that are being smart about this and just trying to give people understanding of how important it is to just try to take care of everybody else aside from yourself. Please do it. I want to send my love out to family of a local icon, Ray, the Bubble Man, who sadly passed away a few days ago. Ray was, if you don't know, is a fixture in our community here up in the Northwest on this island of Fidalgo, who for many years, wheelchair-bound. I won't give his whole history right now. But wheelchair-bound, you see him on street corners everywhere blowing bubbles and holding up beautiful signs that say, I love you, we love you. Just a positive ray of hope. And always hearing the honks constantly. I've had the pleasure of talking to him, not knowing him that well. But, you know, just getting a feeling for the beautiful soul and human being that this person was and always will be. And we lost him. And people gathered together to honor him on Saturday by blowing bubbles in his honor. And thank you for everybody for making that happen and gathering all these wonderful people together. It was really special. And a big thank you to everybody out there. All right. Well, you know, the interesting thing is just different things happening. Like, you know, you keep reading these, you know, gloom and doom things, but you hear all these things. It's funny. I was reading an article, and it's the article is basically Spike Lee, one of my absolute heroes in filmmaking and as a human being as well. He apologizes for appearing to defend Woody Allen in some sort of a talk. He referred to Woody Allen as a friend of his and a fellow Knicks fan, and he made a few comments, that weren't taken that well. And he used Woody Allen as an example about talking about something that he referred to as cancel culture. And I don't know. It was a trick question or something in an interview on good old 710 WOR in the morning show. And he apologized for appearing to defend Woody Allen in a certain way, who's been accused of doing some things that are not anything to do with a canceled culture. So anyway, that was worked out. But I have to say a little plug. There's a phenomenal film. It's called Da Five Bloods, D-A number 5 Bloods by Spike Lee. It's his first Netflix film and directly working with Netflix. And it's supposed to be something really special. It's basically about four. One is there in spirit, African-American Vietnam vets who reunite after many, many years and go back to Vietnam. And they're long and the short of the story is they're going back to claim something that they buried when they were there so many years earlier with the hopes of maybe it being able to bring this back to change all of their lives. But that's, you know, the plot line, but the story is amazing. I've seen so many movies about Vietnam and so many, stories that take place during the Vietnam War. And this specific movie was, it takes place in the present time, but it covered, if you make a laundry list of issues after Vietnam, the way the soldiers were treated when they came back, the way the government used Agent Orange and mass, you know, weapons and things that really affected people on so many levels. Physically, all these years later, Agent Orange disease just affected thousands upon thousands of vets. PTSD, number one thing as well. so many vets came back. And remember, they didn't get much help in the beginning. It wasn't like the culture has changed in so many ways these days of honoring our veterans and people who serve in the military. And it wasn't like World War II when they were Times Square shut down and they were conquering heroes, or even the Korean War, which was really the silent war of many of the soldiers that came back. But this legacy, most people think of the veteran first off. In a lot of cases, they think of the Vietnam veterans. They think of the 60s. They can't hear Creedence Clearwater Revival or The Doors without thinking of all of the Stones, movies about Vietnam, the soundtrack. And Spike Lee did something that nobody else has ever done, in my opinion, and touched on so many issues between PTSD, between wounds that have never healed, between what I was saying earlier, that the vets had no access really to mental health care or anything when they first came back. So a lot of them eventually maybe got some help, and many of them never did. So they spent their lives and still spend their lives in a tortured state. And he touched on that. He touched on some of it obviously was a little bit sensational. The reuniting of a man, a soldier who had had a relationship with a Vietnamese girl and never realized and knew that this was 45 to 50 years later, that he actually had a child who now was a mature, grown woman. And so what that was like to finally find that out. And how many cases I'm sure there are where soldiers have never met children that they might have parented in those days. So Spike Lee touched on some really, really good things. And that, to me, was the height of the movie's beauty, that it actually gave some understanding. No, we can never understand what it felt like or what it was to experience it, but we know that this looked at those areas in a way that I've never seen a film about anything to do with Vietnam do. So Spike Lee, I want to thank you very much for making that movie. And hey, we're all growing up. We're all getting older. We're all getting a little bit smarter. We're all getting, I hope, in a lot of ways in this life. So we're just going to hang in there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I could go on and on with more stories. A lot of them are not so positive, so I won't right now about news. I want to bring your attention to somebody else who I am just, I don't know. I am so glad that she did what she did and made it public for all of us to see and understand and enjoy. Now, she's a comedian. Her name is Sarah Cooper. She's been around for several years, and she's very talented. In my opinion, really, really very special. And she is a woman who, her comedy is current. It's personal. She came onto something. And the first time I saw her was about a week and a half ago. And a piece that appeared on YouTube, and I saw her picture and she looked, I realized who she was, and I realized I hadn't heard about her for quite a while. Several years ago, she was doing the comedy store specials and Comedy Central, and I don't know if she's even had a major HBO or Showtime comedy special at all. I'm sure she might have, but boy, I'll tell you, she's definitely going to. What she did, and during isolation, she listened to the news like all else, and also somehow she found herself repeating the words of that guy that we talked about and different speeches, and realized certain things that that guy that we talked about makes pretty interesting, not that intelligent statements many times, and many times claims that he knows about something, and then when he's asked about it, he does this kind of baby cliff notes, and they're all wrong. In other words, he's asked about, the Army, and he unfortunately picks up the cliff notes of Mary Poppins, and that's his explanation. she decided to start lip syncing parts of his comments and interviews because, and all of a sudden you're seeing somebody do it literally perfectly, by the way. And she explained the other night how she does it, and she kind of works out little bits and records little parts of the time she memorizes. And then she creates her own facial expressions and lip movement that accentuates the dialogue of what this guy over there has been saying all the time for the first time. For those of you who are not fans of that person, it'll make you realize that you're not just being politically correct or something, that you really, really were questioning so many things that you were hearing. And this all of a sudden brings it to light to realize how absolutely ridiculous and bullshit that it is. In other words, the ultimate snake oil salesman on almost everything he talks about. Okay, Sarah Cooper, look her up. You can Google Sarah Cooper Trump talk or something, and you'll see all her videos. They're all short. They're all a minute or so or less long. But, oh, thank you, Sarah Cooper, for realizing that, you know, it's making people think in a different way. I believe 100% that when we change ownership, so to speak, and that's how I'll put it right now because this specific person, please, he owns all of us. When we change the guard, so to speak, it's a lot of, and when that does happen, a lot of it's going to be because of what you just did and what you just discovered here and have brought to us. Thank you, because there are a lot of people who, without having a big political discussion or don't want to get involved, are going to see your videos and realize, wait a minute, maybe I have to take a little bit closer look. Maybe voting is important. Maybe I'm going to participate. Maybe I'm going to do something good. So thank you, Sarah Cooper. Thank you, everybody. I'm so happy that you're all here with me today. I'm glad to be back. You know, I'm rambling on, but I wanted to talk about some things that were on my mind that I thought you might enjoy. And some stories that you might, feel good about. There's so many things that I'm sad about, and it's all connected to part number two of what I was discussing earlier, which was the social unrest that's taking place in our country, and along with the two other things, which is pandemic, of course, combined with being isolated, and then the reopening, and the etiquette, and that's happening. It's three things together is just a perfect storm of so many things. And I just can't help but touch on it a little bit. I will, again, tonight at 10, be back, and I'll probably talk about it a little bit more, more serious type things tonight, like an incredible way to use calamari that you haven't heard about before, and how to make a certain phenomenal bagel from scratch. That just doesn't take very long. You're just going to love it. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do food. Thank you for listening so much. I'm really happy that you're all here. I think that it's going to be a good day. It is Monday. It is Flag Day. Whatever your flag is, fly it. Like David Crosby's Fly Your Freak Flag. That was all about our long hair and our beards. Whatever your freak flag is, fly it today. That means be happy, smile, talk to your chickens, walk your dog, love and hug your significant other, and absolutely praise and surround your children with as many smooches as you can possibly do. Eat something really, really good today. Indulge. I know people are on diets, cleansing, you ate too much, you've been inside. Just have something good, okay? It's Monday, start the week. Get in touch with me at Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail.com. And I'll send you and answer any questions you might have, recipes, etc. All right. See you tonight.